This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Jim Quinlan, who is formerly the Bishop Fenwick ice hockey coach. And Jim, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bill. I enjoyed this, yes.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've talked, but I know we have talked. And Jim, tell us about your decision to step down as coach at Bishop Fenwick after this season has just completed.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons why, but one of them is, you know, I'm getting older. It's a young man's job. It's get young kids in there and coach. One thing is what you know when it's time. It's changed so much since I started coaching back in the 80s. From then to now, it's just a different thing. It's a different way of coaching, and I knew it was time. Going to the rink, it was time for me to. It needs a change.
Yeah. You can't stay and do the same thing all the time. That's for sure. You know, from your coaching career, what are some highlights that you could share with us? Some teams, some players, some, you know, games or whatever.
Yeah. When I coached at Saugus, we won two state titles back to back, and we lost the third one in double overtime to Boston Latin in the Garden. I had some great teams back then. In 2003 team, my son played on it. He played on the 2014 too. Brian Hardy. I had some great players. The Sereno Twins. We only lost one game that year. We lost to Winthrop 2-1, and we won 15 in a row going down in 2003. It was a real good team. I enjoyed coaching those kids. I coached them since they were little kids in youth hockey, going up to the youth hockey program. It was an enjoy watching them, how they played. And then they did it again the next year in 2004. My son was a senior that year. Brian Hardigan was his partner. He was a senior. And that team was, we lost like three or four games, but they came on strong at the end, and no one actually come close to beating them. We'd only let up six shots a game on that team, an average. There was somewhere special, and actually that those two teams are going in the Hall of Fame this year coming up. It's August, and they're getting inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah. So you were playing, and before we started this interview, I was just double-checking with you on this, but you were playing back when I was starting out, a young guy, a young adult, if you will, doing games for WESX. We would do doubleheaders, tripleheaders, but one thing I do remember from that time is that Saugus was one of the top teams. I mean, not so much now, obviously, but Saugus, Marblehead, Danvers, Winthrop, obviously. I mean, great teams, great parity, and some great Northeastern Conference battles, and you guys were right there. What do you remember about some of your games within the Northeastern Conference at that time when it was very competitive?
When I played?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
I know what was great about when I played. We played at the old Lynn Arena Boston Street. And you'd go there on a Saturday and you can sit and watch four games play. There'd be hockey going on all day on Saturdays there. And we used to have some big rivalries with Gloucester and Winthrop, Marblehead. The places would be packed. They'd be pushing people out. And that holded over 2,000 people. And we had a lot of good hockey players in that conference that played Division I college right out of high school. Some played pro. And what it was the atmosphere was unbelievable. You know, we'd play Gloucester, we'd score a goal, there'd be people throwing fish on the ice, golf balls would be thrown on the ice. It was just a great atmosphere. And then loved playing hockey at Lynn Arena. And then one of the biggest ones was upset was Winthrop was ranked third in the state in Division I at the time. And we were ranked probably like 14th. And we played them three times and we beat them twice. And one of them was in overtime. We had a conference playoff. The top four teams got in the playoffs, and I'll never forget. We won in overtime. Beat Winthrop, and that was a huge, huge win for us going into the tournament. So that was one of the biggest. And then beating them in Winthrop, that Saugus, I don't think beat them in for years in their place. And we beat them 6-5 to get into the tournament. Because you had to win 76% of your games back then. So we're 12-4-2, and we just got in the tournament that year.
You know, I mentioned some teams that were formidable back then in the conference, and, you know, Swampscott wasn't bad either, to be quite honest with you. And then you had the two Lynn teams, English and Classical, each had teams back then, and they weren't that bad either. English had some great teams, I think, prior to when I started doing stuff. But anyway, they were still a very solid team even back then. You know, and then the other thing I was thinking of as you were talking was those Northeastern Conference playoffs. People that don't go back would not remember these, but these were the top four teams at the end of the regular season played a semifinal or a final four, if you will, at the North Shore Sports Center. And it was great hockey. It was a great tune-up for postseason. And you guys were a part of that as well, as you were noting.
Oh, yeah. We beat them, but we lost to Davis. And actually, both games went into overtime. We lost to Davis in overtime 3-2. Davis was a good team, too. They had some good players, Hillick and guys like that. They all played Division I college hockey. I mean, it was so much different back then than it is today. You went out right after high school, you went and played college hockey. You know, today you got to go after high school, it takes two more years before you can get into play college hockey. So it was great times back then. And and it was so different. I had Coach Serino as a coach, and boy, when he told you to do something, you did it. You know what I mean? It was just, you did it. You know, he was a great coach and a great motivator.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris Serino, head coach there. Hey, Jim, tell me about some of the teammates on your team back in, 1982 in that era. Who was playing on that Saugus team as your teammates?
Yeah, I mean, I had some good players. I mean, I played center, and I had Dwayne Oxley that went to Yale, play on my right wing, and then I had Bob Messini on my left that we've coached all our lives together, and he went to Plattsburgh to play in the Quebec Majors. We had Louis Finocchio that played pro hockey, Greg Natola, Sean Murray. Then we had St. Pierre, O'Connell on defense. We had Jay Staples in goalie. We had some good players that all played, all those kids' names, they all played college hockey. So, or pro hockey, or made juniors. So we had some good players back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the other teams had great players too. So it was our conference was tough. It was a tough conference.
No, I agree with you. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And it would not be unusual for someone in that conference to compete really deep into the state playoffs as well, for sure.
Yes. We lost to Woburn in the second round that year. John Carpenter played. What's his name? Played for the Bruins.
Bob? Not you're not thinking of Bobby Carpenter.
Not Bobby Carpenter. This kid played for Woburn.
Oh, okay, I got you. Well, Bobby Carpenter was from Peabody. Played for the Prep.
Right. He played on St. John's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it was John Carter. It was John Carter from Woburn. That was on the other, we lost to them. He scored like four goals. they lost to Acton Boxborough with Tom Barrasso that played goalie for them back then. And I think Acton Boxborough lost to Matt Nona, one of those teams in the finals.
Well, I want to challenge your memory recall here. When you think of, you know, whether it be a Marblehead or a Winthrop or one of these Danvers teams, What opponents' names come into your, do you kind of remember? Because when you play sports, you do remember your opponents. You know what I'm saying? The guys that,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So give me a name or drop a name or two of some of your opponents.
Well, I played football too at Saugus. So in Winthrop, was always good in football and hockey. They won the Super Bowl that year. And all those football players played hockey. So I used to go against the kid Tiano, John Tiano.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He went to BU. Chuck Sullivan, he went to BU. Giaquinto.
I was just thinking of Joe Giaquinto, yep.
And then you got kids from Danvers, the kid Hillick.
Yeah.
He played for Danvers. I think he went to Holy Cross. Then you had Kramer from Lynn English.
Okay.
I remember him. He was a center. Then you had, then you had Swampski. You had they're Masons now. I forget their brothers.
Oh,
Swampskin.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I hear you.
I played hockey with them over in Europe when I was a kid, when I was 16, 17. They were tough. They were big kids, big guys. Swampskin beat us twice that year. Out of the four losses, they beat us twice. They were good. So.
Yeah, I know. You're right. They and again, all those teams all had at different times in that. Let's say, you know, in that span, a few years before you, a few years after you, they were all very competitive at different times, I think, and together for sure. Yeah. At this time, you know, as we're just wrapping up the high school tournament here in 2023, it is kind of interesting to recall what that Northeastern Conference looked like as you're referring to back in the 80s or so. Yeah. A little bit different.
You know, it's a little bit, a lot different. Even when I coached at Saugus, in the late 90s and the early 2000s, that conference was still good. It's changed so much.
Yeah, and
over the years.
Well, what do you think that is? Do kids go to private schools now out of the publics? Is that part of it?
Well, that and I think youth hockey, like you were saying, hockey has changed. They want you to go play juniors. And when I was coaching at Saugus, even when I was a kid, youth hockey was everything. Saugus doesn't have a youth hockey program anymore. It's part of Linfield. And once that youth hockey program fell apart, Saugus High started hurting. And then people went and played juniors, like these club teams. And then they moved on to private schools. Because of that, they push them, or they stay in the program in the AAU and just go in and play juniors to try to get to college. At one time, high school hockey in Massachusetts was the best high school hockey in the country, one of the best. Now it's kind of it's hurting because kids don't play high school hockey, and I don't think as many kids play youth hockey anymore and play hockey. I think it's changing. Cost, maybe. I don't know. But it's a great game, and you don't see as many kids playing it anymore.
No, you're right. In fact, this week we just, I think it was out that Bobby Orr celebrated his 75th birthday, and Orr was credited kick in the butt to get high school hockey going in Massachusetts because everyone wanted to be a Bruin and Bobby Orr.
Yeah.
And
I grew up in that era. Oh yeah, that's what you wanted to do. You wanted to play hockey because the Bruins won the Stanley Cup. You know what I mean? And Bobby Orr and Phil Esposito and those guys.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, I saw a photo. Derek Sanderson was just at the Garden too. I think the other day I saw a photo somewhere. But yeah, everyone gets older, Jim. It happens apparently.
Yep. When I was a kid, four houses down from me, Don Ory, Derek Sanderson, Kenny Hodge, before he got married, Bobby Orr would be in and out of there. Other guys would be in and out of there. They'd come out. Don Ory would come out and play street hockey with us. I'd go and shovel his driveway, their driveway for a hockey stick. It was awesome, you know. It was great to see that, you know. That's what got me into hockey.
That's a great story. Yeah, I like Don Ory. Don Ory, a good solid solid player for sure.
Yeah. All those guys.
That's a great story. I mean, there are a lot of Bruins connections to the North Shore with, you're right, the Hodges later in Linfield and so on. Brad Park in Linfield, yeah.
There's a lot of...
Terry O'Reilly was a North Shore guy, too, later on, yeah.
Yeah, he was my favorite player, yeah. I saw him play for the Boston Braves when I was a kid. Him and Newberry.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Well, there you go. Jim, anything else you want to share with? I love having you go back and refresh, drop some names that, I don't think I could have come up with for sure, but it's good to hear those names from a great, really a good era in high school hockey here on the North Shore. And don't get me wrong, I know we're leaving out all kinds of different people. We get that, but it is kind of nice to reminisce a little bit about that with you.
You know, it was the big thing, too, when I was a kid, Hockey Night in Boston, and it would be on Channel 2. They'd do this, I don't know if you remember, they'd have it on the TV. On Channel 2.
You know, I don't remember it on TV. My partner Rick Moore started. This is his website, and he started working at Hockey Night in Boston before going to WESX years ago. So yeah, and they're still around, right? Yeah.
Yep. Oh yeah, that was unbelievable. That was the big thing. You couldn't wait to watch it. Who won games? That show highlights of high school hockey games.
Yeah, Oh, I know. What was it? Lance LaFaro and Darby.
Oh, yep.
And yep. Darby Yeager.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those were the guys.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Haven't heard those names. Lance LaFaro and Darby Yeager. Yep. I remember. I didn't remember. Yeah, I didn't remember on Channel 2, but maybe it probably was. Yeah, one of those days back then. Yeah.
It was. They did it on, I think, Sunday nights.
All right. So, Jim, are you still shoveling driveways? Not so much anymore, right? With this winter,
no,
right?
Nope. No, I'm not.
All right. Well, Jim, it's great talking to you, and thanks so much for doing this. And again, like I just mentioned a moment ago, sharing some memories, and best of luck. Whatever. What are your plans now? Now that you're not coaching?
Oh, be well, my wife and my family, and my grandkids, and my son's an agent, and he's a family advisor for Hockey Kids. So I might just go around with him and watch. I'll definitely go around with him, watch games and play games in the wintertime. He'll bring me around. but I love watching hockey, and I've loved the game of hockey. And it's so hard for me to step down, but I know it's time. But I hope, and I love. Can't wait till my grandkids get older. And I could watch them play, and also kids that I coach, their kids, can't wait to see them go play, because there's a lot of them. They call me up. They all got kids. They're all starting to skate, you know, and that's what I'm going to do. And I have a place up in Maine, and I enjoy the winters up there, snowmobiling and just enjoying life up there.
There you go. Well, in just a few years, you'll be able to watch the great-grandkids play hockey. There you go.
That's right. We're getting old, Bill.
I know. I should take a lesson from you and get out of the business. There you go.
Well, you can, right?
Exactly. All right. Well, there's Jim Quinlan with a little career advice from me. There you go. I like it. All right. Well, Jim, thanks so much again for doing this, and a great career and a great impact on North Shore hockey. So, Jim, best of luck, and it looks like you got a lot of things going on coming up in the winters to come. But thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bill, and thank you for everything over the years, too.
There he is, Jim Quinlan, stepping down as hockey coach at Bishop Fenwick, and, of course, the former hockey coach and hockey player at Saugus High School.